In November, Garfield County will make history, or it'll break it. That's according to Bill Kite, the executive director of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. Voters will decide on ballot question 1A. It's a mill levy, or a property tax. The revenue would help fund the county's historical society. I recently toured the Historical Society in Glenwood with Kite, and I spoke with him about the ballot question. Bill Kite is leading me up a flight of creaky stairs. He's showing me some of his favorite items at the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. We meander through the glass cases in one of the exhibits and stop at a little wooden board. It has a lever. Kite pushes it with his index finger.
Do the dot dash.
It's a telegraph machine.
It shows, kind of puts in perspective for kids the difference between the old-timey way of communicating and today's cell phones, and I hope gives them an appreciation for the difference.
The society has a lot of objects on display that show us what life used to be like. Old clothes, antique guns. But it's more than just everyday relics. They also have a saddle that President Teddy Roosevelt used when he would come here and hunt.
He considered, you know, Hotel Colorado his Western White House. So that's pretty cool.
We head down to the basement. And it's full of archives, packed away in boxes and file cabinets. People come here and research their families or their property. If ballot measure 1A passes, property owners would start paying $3.24 each year for every $100,000 of assessed property value. Or, as Kite sees it,
so if you had a $500,000 home, you know, we're talking about 5 cups of coffee per year.
That's just what homeowners would pay. Commercial property owners and industry would pay a higher rate. If passed, the property tax would sunset in 10 years. Kite and I sat down. I asked him what the money would be used for.
There are 7 historical societies in Garfield County, all of which are struggling. On this particular building, the roof needs replacing. That's extra money. The Rifle Museum's not even able to stay open in the winter because it doesn't have a heating system. So we're talking about simple, basic maintenance issues that are important to keep the building intact and the records safe. How the money will be spent, it's divided up into 53% will go to the operations and programs of our local historical societies, and 43% of the money will go for grants that the public can apply for to preserve historic buildings.
So can we take a step back? Do you feel like there's any redundancy there? I mean, if you have 7 historical societies serving pretty much the same area, is that an efficient use of the money that does exist for these places?
We feel like each historical society serves the community it's in. People want to be able to come here and look at records. If they're doing research on a book, we have a lot of people that are authors. They don't really want to have to go somewhere else when the information is right here locally.
One thing that you mention in the literature about the mill levy,
right,
is historical tourism is kind of taking off, and that communities that invest in heritage tourism get a return on their dollar. Can you just explain that argument a little bit to me?
People that come here expect to see living history, something that comes alive. And so we are attempting to bring history to the people downtown here in Glenwood Springs by having what we call satellite museums or satellite collections. The first collection was a Doc Holliday collection in the basement at Bullock's. And so that brings people to local businesses, it brings them to the motels, it brings them to the restaurants.
Are those visitors already coming to Glenwood? I mean, is that already part of the tourist base?
A lot of people come to Glenwood on purpose to see Doc Holliday's grave or to see the historic Hot Springs or the Hotel Colorado. But I don't believe that we've really been able to market like we should.
What happens if the voters turn this down?
If the voters don't see it in their hearts to preserve history in their own community, I don't have a backup plan at this time. I don't know that the other historical societies do, simply because we may have to close the doors. And that's not an option that we like to consider, but that's definitely what could happen if this initiative does not pass.